The third chakra is located in the solar plexus, which is right where the left and the right ribcage meet. Its color is yellow. The physical aspects of the chakra are a relationship to the stomach, to the abdomen, to the liver, to the pancreas, and to the storing and releasing of energy. Its instinct is power. This is where we express ourselves in the world, and where the world welcomes us or rejects us. This third chakra is the place of our self-expression. The seeds of the chakra are autonomy, selfless service, longevity. Our longevity resides in this chakra. When the chakra is toxic, our life force is cut off and our life terminated prematurely. The seeds of the chakra are also individuation and the fulfillment of our dreams. The negative expressions of the chakra are GI tract disorders, anorexia, sorrow, inflated egos, low energy, a victim mentality. When I find a client who has a victim mentality, I know that there's a disorder in this chakra. Temper tantrums, shame, all of these reside in this chakra. The third chakra is associated with the pancreas. The pancreas is a very interesting organ because it is the energy banker of the body. And glucose is the money of this banker, it's his currency. Remember that the pancreas manufactures insulin, which gets glucose from the bloodstream through the cell wall and into the cells where they can be used for fuel. So the third chakra is the banker that controls all of the currency, of the energy currency of the body. When the third chakra is functioning properly, we have all of the energy we need for our activities. Now remember that the brain is the largest consumer of fuel in the body. The fuel bill for the brain is astronomical. And a balanced third chakra is essential for clear thinking. If we do not have a balanced third chakra, our thinking becomes muddied. We begin to doubt ourselves. We do not trust the clarity of our own brain. The third chakra also influences the liver, which is the place where we store fuel in the body. It's a fuel storehouse. Fuel is stored in the liver in the form of ATP. So individuals who have a third chakra disorder often suffer from low energy. It's not uncommon for them to have energy lapses in the middle of the afternoon. Chronic fatigue is frequently associated with the third chakra disorder. So even when you treat chronic fatigue physically, if you do not rebalance the third chakra, it's very difficult to overcome. When someone has the third chakra disorder, they don't obtain nutrients very effectively from the foods they eat. The foods are discharged before all of the nutrients are extracted. Now, this problem with sustenance, with getting nutrients from your food, appears not only at a physical level, but also at an emotional and spiritual level. So that when your third chakra isn't working, you don't have the fuel you need to complete your dreams, to complete the tasks that you start. You're always starting, but never completing, never ending. So even though we have all of the resources at hand for success, we don't have the stamina to get to the finish line. The third chakra is the power center of the luminous energy system. Its power can be used constructively to manifest our dreams in the world, but it can also express itself destructively by distorting our primary nature or libido, which can manifest as neurotic symptoms that include shame and guilt. So this chakra corresponds chronologically to the ages between 14 and 21, the years right before adulthood. So the feminine power of the first chakra and the primordial sexual energy of the second chakra are transformed into a fine fuel that the third chakra can use to fulfill our dreams. When the third chakra is not able to refine this fuel, then this energy is expressed almost exclusively as sexuality and a rampant libido. I was reading the other day that men think about sex over 900 times a day. And this is epidemic in a society where we are disconnected from the earth and where we're not able to metabolize our essential sexual nature into a more refined fuel of creativity and creative expression in the world. When we awaken the power of the chakra, we can experience fearlessness and a tremendous resolve that cannot be deterred by anything. Obstacles in our path crumble. When the chakra is dysfunctional, all that we meet are obstacles in our path. Now, the danger here is that it can result in ego aggrandizement. This chakra has to be tempered by the heart, which is the chakra above. Otherwise, our egos get inflated. When you find a case of ego distortion, which is very common in the spiritual traditions, particularly the ones that point out how you have to slay the ego in order to really step into the way of spirit, you have an overactive third chakra that is not tempered by the love of the heart. In the traditions of the shaman, the ego is part of our nature. It is not our exclusive nature, and when we identify exclusively with it, we get into tremendous, tremendous problems. But it is part of our nature. It is who we are. The task is to disidentify with the ego self, not to slay it, not to turn it into the enemy, not to step beyond it, because we know that we are also our ego. In fact, there is nothing that we are not. And it is a matter of refining and utilizing it as a tool and not being used by the possessive, self-centered identity of the ego. The shaman refines her ego, turns it into a useful tool, and disidentifies with it in the process.